Coming up this weekend, it's Free Fishing Weekend here in the state of Iowa. It's an opportunity each year to, especially with the young folks, maybe give them an opportunity to get out and try it out a little bit and see what they think about the fishing here in the region. Josh Peach is with us here this morning. He is the Lake Anita State Park Manager, always a popular place for folks to hit up here every weekend during the year. Josh, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Yes, not a problem. Glad to be here.
You bet. Hey, talk a little bit about Lake Anita first. You're getting into the meat of the season now after the big Memorial Day holiday weekend. Is the park looking pretty good?
Yeah, we've actually got a good summer crew out here this year. We've got everything kind of cleaned up, ready to go for the year. And yeah, so far camping numbers have been pretty good this year. So we're kind of excited to see people out here and using the park.
Do people still need to get those camp spots reserved ahead of time?
So, yeah, this year we actually made all of our campsites reservable. So if people know a weekend they want to go camping, they can get their campsite reserved before they get here. But if it's a last-minute thing, too, we do still take same-day rentals, reservations. They still have to go through the reservation center, so they can call or go online to do that. So it makes it a little bit better that they can look and see what we've got available before they head out here, because a lot of people, especially busy weekends, they don't want to show up and all of our campsites are taken. So they can look before they come and be able to make sure they've got a site before they even get here now.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin your family getaway by not having a spot to park. That would not be good. But the online opportunities really made it easy.
Yeah, it has. And it's by far the easiest to do it online, but if somebody doesn't have that capability or don't want to, they can still call a reservation center and talk to a live person, and they can help them get the reservation too.
Yeah, you bet. Well, as I mentioned up front, coming up this weekend is Free Fishing Weekend here coming up this weekend. So it's an opportunity for folks to get out and try it out if they haven't been out there in a while without a fishing license. Is that a popular weekend over at Lake Anita, Josh?
Yes, it is. It's a very popular. Of course, free fishing is only for Iowa residents, so you do have to be a resident of Iowa to do that. But it's a very popular weekend for people that don't fish a whole lot. Sometimes they just want to go one time a year. But we do also, we have our kids fishing day out here to kind of take advantage of that, to make sure people have that option of bringing their kids out fishing, and they can try it out while they're here too. And then also Sunday we have our they have a special Friends fishing tournament out here that takes advantage of the free fishing weekend. So, again, people that don't typically go fishing or don't have that option can do it and not have to pay for a license to be able to do that.
Yeah, you bet. And that's, again, this weekend. It's June 5th through 7th is the free fishing weekend, 5th, 6th, and 7th this weekend. And that's an Iowa DNR opportunity for folks all over the state to be able to go out without the license to be able to do that. But they do need to follow all the other regulations, correct?
Yep. The only thing the free fishing weekend allows is a person can fish without a fishing license or without the trout stamp if they're going somewhere that have trout. But all of the regulations are still in place. They still have to follow length limits and possession limits and stuff like that. But they just don't need a license.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Now, you mentioned the children's opportunity, too. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
So, yeah, every year, the first Saturday in June, we have our Kids Fishing Day out here at the park. It's put on by us, Lake Anita State Park, and our friends group. Mm-hmm. And basically, it just we're hoping kids that if they fish every day of their life, they can come out, or if they've never fished before, we want them to come out. We offer a few fishing poles that they can borrow for that morning. But basically, yeah, we just want kids to be able to come out here, do a little fishing. We can help them out. The fisheries department comes out, and our biologist, he does a little program on fish identification. He's got some live fish to look at. And then we let the kids fish for a little bit. We've got bait, and like I said, we've got some fishing poles. They fish for a little bit, and hopefully we got a few fish for the kids to catch. When we're all done with that, we give every kid that shows up for it, we give them a prize, ranging from fishing poles and tackle boxes to sleeping bags or just anything that could be used outdoors. Because, again, we want kids to and families to be able to take advantage of our parks. And sometimes if it's like, we don't have a tent, well, hopefully if we give them a tent, they can come out here and camp with us too. But Then we finish the day. Like I said, Friends of Lake Anita, they provide a free will donation hot dog lunch. So they're giving away hot dogs and chips and waters and stuff like that. It's a really fun day. I think everybody that comes out here always has a good time.
Is it usually pretty well attended?
Yeah, I think it's fairly well attended. We'll have between 75 and 100 and 125 kids that come out to it with their parents. So we can fill up our area pretty quickly, but we always have plenty of room for more kids. Every year we want to be able to break records, and that's what we're hoping for this year too.
Mm-hmm. Josh, isn't fishing kind of a family affair? I mean, don't typically people when they're young pick up on fishing because their mom or their dad did it?
Oh yeah, it's that's one of those things that you kind of need to be introduced to, because if your family doesn't fish, it's hard to get the equipment to be able to do it. I mean, you do have to have fishing poles and some tackle and bait and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a huge family thing. But a lot of times too, it's not just mom or dad, but aunts and uncles or grandparents. Extended family can easily get kids involved, and most kids, like I said, really enjoy it. It's great to be outside, and the excitement of catching a fish, it's pretty popular for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes a little bit of equipment stuff, but you know, if they want to be in the band, it takes equipment. If they want to play a sport, it typically takes equipment, so it's not much different.
No, but it's a great family event. Like I said, it's... it gives you a chance to do something together, but still being able to converse and stuff like that. And it's a very popular thing for families, especially here at Lake Anita.
Yeah. And the last time I looked, the Iowa DNR website is pretty comprehensive. You can even find tips on how to get started.
Oh, yeah. The DNR website, if you go on it, I mean, they've got information about our lakes, where's the best place to fish in the lake. They've got the weekly fishing reports that they put out of, all right, this is what they're catching them on, this is where they're catching, what kind of fish are biting at each park, at each lake. Yeah, it talks about anything else you want to related with fishing. They even have like a first fish a form where you can, if you've never caught a fish before, you can take pictures and the DNR will send you a certificate. They've got the big fish registry. So if you catch a fish over a certain size, they've got, of course, specifications for that you can get entered in and get a certificate again from the DNR. So a lot of stuff to kind of be a little more interactive with the public.
Yeah, you bet. So I know it's early in the season yet, but how is the fishing at Lake Anita?
Overall, it's been pretty good. I've been hearing a lot of bass being caught out here. Crappie and bluegill, they've been catching some pretty decent numbers. A little bit of sorting is required. I mean, we've got some smaller fish, of course, with the nicer ones. But overall, I've been hearing people pretty happy with the fish we've got out here this year.
I suppose some take and some toss them back.
Yes, that's another nice thing. If you don't want to mess with cleaning fish or whatever when you're done, you can just catch and release. But of course, yeah, you can, as long as you're following the rules and regulations, that you can take fish home with you and make a meal out of them too.
Sure. Josh, if folks come out for the free fishing weekend this weekend and really kind of, pardon the pun, get hooked, kind of like what they're doing and think they'd like to maybe come out and try this again and not wait until next June when the next free fishing weekend rolls around, how difficult is it to get a license?
They've actually made it much easier. There are a few local vendors, especially in Atlantic, Walmart and Capels, I think, sell licenses there. You go back there and they can print you off one and take care of everything there. But if you've got a smartphone or computer, you can just buy it straight from the DNR website. There's a Go Outdoors app too that you can download onto your phone that'll carry your license, and it's got other rules and regulations that you can look up to. So, very handy, very convenient that is. But yeah, several options that are trying to make it as easy as possible for people to be able to do that.
Yeah, and as I recall, as other things go in the world, fishing licenses are pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, and they've got not just an annual license, but they also have 1 day, 3 day, 7 day. So if you know you're going to come out camping for a weekend, it's like, you know what, this is the only time I'm going to fish. You can get just a 1 or 3 day license, so you don't have to pay the full amount if you know you're not going to use it.
Okay, so unhook for a little while, or actually you could be sitting bankside and getting ready to go fishing and purchase your license right then and there.
Yep, long as you have it purchased before you're fishing, you're good to go. And like you said, if you forgot and you get out here, get on your phone and you can purchase it pretty quickly.
Easy. Very good. So do that and then put the phone away and just enjoy nature for a while. Enjoy the other folks that you come out with, because oftentimes fishing is also something folks like to do together as well. So this is your chance with Free Fishing Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Hope folks take the opportunity, whether it's Lake Anita or any other great place. There are a lot of great places in Southwest Iowa. Sure hope folks get out and take advantage of that and rent those spaces as well, too. Make sure you do that ahead of time. Josh Peach has been with us here this morning from Lake Anita State Park. Thank you so much for the time, Josh. Appreciate it.
Yes, not a problem. Thank you.